Patchy fog with rain and drizzle today. The high 40 inland to 45 lakeside. Tonight, drizzle. Only in the evening at inland spots. Low 31 inland to 36 lakeside. Then for tomorrow, cloudy. Thanksgiving Day, high 42. Friday, remaining cloudy. Little rain only in the morning farther inland. High 42. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, WRJN.
Thank you, EA. Light rain is falling in Kenosha. It's 42 degrees. It's cloudy at the Municipal Airport in Burlington and 39. Light rain and 43 at Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport. And in Racine's Magnum Dot Media's international headquarters, we've got light rain, 43 degrees, a little bit of fog. The wind is out of the south at 17, gusting up to 26 miles an hour. The dew point is at 40 degrees. The relative humidity, 89%. And the barometric pressure is... it's falling at 30.03. It's 11 minutes after 9 o'clock, and good morning. It is really miserable out, but it's still a beautiful day in Wisconsin for a hump day, Wednesday, November 23rd, 2016, the only day before Thanksgiving, 2016, in the history of the United States of America. Let us choose on purpose, with a purpose, to give thanks for it together. Coming up, I have a kind of an unusual monologue for you beautiful humans, and this will set the tone for it. This is the most spiritual song that you will ever hear. It encompasses everything that is about our relationship with the Creator. It's called I'm in You, You're in Me. Listen to the lyrics. It'll set it up perfectly. Peter Frampton on your radio friend. Gave me the love that I never had. I don't care where I go. He's always with us. Even those who don't know it, don't accept it, don't believe it. That's the beautiful spiritual reality. From Peter Frampton on your radio friend, it is 17 minutes after 9 o'clock. Welcome in, you beautiful humans. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, play-by-play man, and color analyst for life, all wrapped up into one nice, neat, lovable package. Glenn Klein for a hump day morning, day before Thanksgiving, and everybody is stressed out. Yeah, the holidays. Boy, between coming out of the election, the transition of the new administration, at least half the population besides themselves over that, there's a lot of stress. And one of the things that I like doing as your play-by-play man and color analyst for life, really, frankly, my entire purpose, is to help you manage the stress properly. If you look at things from a realistic and rational perspective and understand what's going on to the best of our ability, speaking of being spiritual, the Jewish scholar Paul, who was Saul, said, I see through a glass, and I see through it darkly. Yes, we see through it darkly. We do. But we can see through it sometimes. We can understand some stuff. Knowledge is power, as I like to say, during the hour of power that will be coming up later on this morning at 11 o'clock. Information is really critical to be able to cope. How do you get through this? How do you get through this thing called life? One of the ways you do is by understanding your true self. You gave me the love that I never had, St. Peter Frampton. I saw a wonderful meme yesterday on the Facebook. It said everything in life is either done as an act of love or an act of seeking love. That is truth. The most heinous actions that people commit, things like what is happening with ISIS right now, and there's so many others. They're in the news every single day. Those are actually a cry for love, a cry for help. It is a counterfeit cry. It is a misunderstood place of your position on the planet. Everybody's a beautiful human. You're born perfect. Religion teaches that we're born sinners. No, we aren't. We are now born righteous, have been for 2,000 years, as far as the Creator is concerned. Knowing that really will help you. It'll stabilize your soul. It's not without challenge. We have all kinds of challenges. But if you're amiss right now, and if you are stressed out about the holidays, I've got some really good advice for you. And as I've said many times on this quality broadcast, I would never, ever, ever hold myself up as an example. But I will hold up the example of the lessons that I've learned and the truth that has helped make me free. Why wouldn't I? A very dear friend of mine posted this on Facebook the other day. And I know this person really well. Listen to this. Maybe you could relate to it. They say, I am disgusted, delusioned, discouraged by what is passing for life. Unkindness abounds. Divisions are rampant. Cruelty is normalized. I'm overwhelmed with the cacophony of suffering, of greed, of corruption, of sheer ugliness. I feel assaulted, so sad, so weary, so heavy. I can hardly breathe. You ever feel like that? I have, many, many times. And when I have, it's because my identity has been misplaced and I have not been activating the understanding of which I've learned during the course of almost 57 years on the planet in order to alleviate that kind of stress. I've suffered my entire life from clinical depression. But I'm doing better because I've learned some things that are relatively easy, like understanding my true identity as a beautiful human. Pope Francis just came out and said that priests can now give absolution for women that have undergone abortions. He said that God's love is unlimited to a person whose heart is repentant. Sorry, Pontiff. That's not accurate. I'm sorry to report. Actually, I'm very happy to report. And I say this respectively, of course. You don't need to have a repentant heart to receive God's forgiveness. You already have. Whether you believe in a creator or not, God's love does not need a priest to go and hear your confession. You don't even need to confess to God. It's a done deal. I'm Jewish, as you beautiful humans know. And back in the day, when the Old Covenant, and the Old Testament is not a series of writings. We call the Old Testament the Old Testament. That's not what they called it. They called it the Scriptures. They called it the Holy Writ. That's all there was when the characters of the New Testament writings, including Christ himself, were around. The Old Testament was a sacrificial system where the children of Israel would bring a goat or a bull, animals, to sacrifice once a year on the Day of Atonement. Israel would be forgiven of their sin for the entire year based on that religious practice, that ritual. But religion teaches us that we've got to repent all the time. That on this side, the new covenant is not effective. Roman Catholicism says that you've got to go to a priest for absolution. And then all of a sudden, a so-called sin of abortion that was unforgivable, the Pope just decided it's forgivable if you're repentant. No, God's love is bigger than that, you guys. This is why my friend on Facebook is so bummed out. She doesn't understand that. I've talked to her about it 50 times. People that are so stressed out at this time of year or any time of the year, it's because they are so self-focused. One thing you can tell a lot about people on Facebook. Not everything, but if you get good at reading between the lines, and some people, you don't have to read between the lines, but the people that start post after post, comment after comment, tweet after tweet, with I this, I that, she starts it with I am disgusted. They are too self-focused. Suffering abounds. It's been said that the thing that everybody has in common are death and taxes. True. But you can add a third one, suffering. If you live on the earth long enough, you're going to suffer. But sometimes suffering, the smallest amount of suffering that somebody is experiences, completely consumes them. Other people overcome the greatest amount of suffering. What's the difference? The difference is perspective. The difference is knowing what to do and keeping things in a balanced mindset. She has had it tough, my friend. But I just had another friend last week whose daughter died from an overdose. Her funeral was yesterday. My Facebook friend hasn't had that. Somebody always has it worse than you do. And life seems so out of control all the time. And in fact, it is. At least consciously, everybody, or subconsciously, I should say, everybody understands that we have no control. Many of us know it consciously. The most important things that happen to us in life, like what sex we're born to, what family we're born to, what country we're born in, our genetics, our body type, our height, the color of our hair, the color of our eyes. We have absolutely zero control over. Nobody knows when they're going to die. I'm sitting here in the studio on Victory Avenue. A meteor could fall on us right now. It's possible, unlikely, but it's possible. We have no control. So we're looking for it because what all human beings do is it's the most human thing in the world. We all seek to have what we cannot have. So we seek for control and we seek to be controlled. Many, many people are drawn, if they're particularly interested in controlling and being controlled, they're drawn to certain professions. Like I was, as a camp owner and director of a resident summer camp, or law enforcement, or the military, or the clergy, or politics, coaching, teaching, where you can dominate somebody. Now, if you've got a good soul, great things can come from that. But if you're looking for love and your soul is dark and you don't understand at all the equality of human beings, you get fascism. You get Nazi Germany. Now, when you get together tomorrow with your family, a lot of times what happens is people just, if you especially haven't been around your family, you've grown, you've experienced things over the last 12 months. You might have not seen your family for years. And this natural desire to control and to push buttons is just going to be there subconsciously. Be aware of it. And try your best not to respond to it, because that's how, especially you mix in a few adult beverages, that's how a lot of conflict between family members happen. One family member desires to control and to get attention, not out of an act of love, but in an act of looking for love in a diluted, counterfeit way. Keep your mouth shut as best you can. Be ready for it. Control your tongue. You will avoid a tremendous amount of hassle this holiday season and throughout any kind of family encounter.
WRJN is on FM in Kenosha at 98.1 and in Racine at 99.9.
And the great Tom Carco will be here with your news update in 30 seconds on your radio friend.
Hey folks, it's Quinn. I'd like to invite you to join us for...
During the next week, it looks like the best chance of rain is today when we're getting some, and also next Monday and Tuesday. For today, patchy fog with rain and drizzle by 40 inland, 45 lakeside. Drizzle tonight, only in the evening farther inland. There could be some fog, low 31 inland, 36 lakeside. Tomorrow, a lot of cloudiness, cloud-stuffed skies for Thanksgiving, high 42. Friday, remaining cloudy, little rain, only in the morning farther inland, high 42. Most of the time, just the clouds. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, WRJN.
Kenosha right now is at 42 degrees. We have 40 in Burlington, Milwaukee 43, also 43 in Racine. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
Do you want that computer sound turned off?
I would like that.
Okay. That is my goal today.
Thank you.
I am making that my sole purpose.
Before it goes the way of the turkey, like tomorrow.
On the planet. What do you got planned for tomorrow? Family?
It's going to be a family gathering later in the day.
You guys ever have any big ruckus with the family? Arguments?
Not that I remember.
Not too bad. No. Yeah, it happens, you know.
That can happen.
Yeah, you mix in a few
personalities,
pops, and insecurities.
That's not the issue.
What's the issue?
Not the pops. Yeah, so things happen.
Things happen. It's a very good point. So it looks like the Racine Kringle Makers are going to be delayed a little bit yet, huh? Thought we had an announcement by tomorrow.
Well, yeah, I thought that was overly optimistic at best.
Our Milwaukee Bucks developmental basketball team, the Kringle Makers.
Although, so you say.
Well, Mayor Dickert has rejected that name.
He didn't get elected for nothing.
Just the makers, the Racine Makers.
Yeah.
Manufacture stuff, make baskets.
Yeah, what's the mascot?
That's a very good question.
Yeah.
We figure it out.
Not much you can do with that.
You could do a lot with it. You don't really, you have a manufacturing person, like Rosie the Riveter. That would be the mascot. Remember that old World War II poster?
I'm old enough to know that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's it. Rosie the Riveter.
Mm-hmm.
Racine Rosie. Come on. Well, they went and done it in Las Vegas last night. You see that? It's your new NHL team. The worst possible choice that they had of the three choices. Your Las Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm surprised the Army's not complaining.
Maybe they're a sponsor. What they had a good idea. The Knights was the good direction to go in. The Las Vegas Knights. Perfect double connotation. A knight. They were talking about the Desert Knights or the Silver Knights. Of course, Vegas, well known for their silver. But I guess gold, maybe they could be the Golden Nuggets. That would have been a good one. The direct tie-in to the downtown casino there. Frank Sinatra used to play there all the time.
Yeah, well, that's a long time ago.
Golden Knights. Here's a good name.
Hey.
Big upset, what?
The Pelicans? Is that a name for a team?
That's a horrible name. Big upset yesterday
in the
NCAA.
Oh, what's that?
Fort Wayne beat Indiana in overtime.
The Indiana. Oh, Jen.
And it's
don't tell Jen.
All right.
Of course, she was there during the championship year.
Speaking of Knights, Bobby Knight.
Yeah, he won't have anything to do with the school.
Fort Wayne Mastodons. That's their name.
Wow.
Now, that's a good name. The Mastodons, because it's unique.
It's visual.
You can call them the Mast. You can call them Masters. You can call them the Dons. Fort Wayne Mastodons. It was their first win in their school's history over a ranked team.
Beat the Who's Ears.
The Who's Ears.
Yep.
They took care of business.
Of course, a lot of big teams in college basketball over the decades have lost to the little-known teams.
Yeah, well, that was Fort Wayne's first upset of a ranked team in their history, the Mastodons. They're not extinct anymore.
Yeah.
I actually went on business to Fort Wayne one time for camp.
Yeah.
And I flew. This is a funny story.
You can fly into Fort Wayne?
Yeah.
Wow.
I flew from Central Wisconsin Airport to Chicago. Chicago to Fort Wayne. A very nice family, the Chens, hosted a gathering, a recruiting afternoon for Camp Menominee. Their boys, Tony and Jerry, came to camp from Fort Wayne to Eagle River.
Okay.
And they go to a private school there in Fort Wayne. Dad's a doctor. And she put out a nice spread, beautiful home. They're Chinese. It was Asian, so that you take your shoes off. It just, you know, it had that feng shui feel to it. And nobody showed up when the thing's supposed to start at 1 o'clock.
Hmm.
So by about 1:45, there's nobody there. And so she said, well, would you like to go down to the den to rest? And I said, sure. So I went down. Of course, I already had my shoes off. So I put my feet up on the couch. And as I'm dozing off at the Chen house in Fort Wayne, this thought crossed my mind. I flew from Central Wisconsin to O'Hare to Fort Wayne to take a nap. And I did.
Wow. Yeah. That's planning.
Yeah. It was a long way to take. It was a good nap.
Good.
It was a really good nap. Well, have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You too, sir.
And we will. Are you working on Friday?
No, sir.
No Friday.
No.
I'll be here. What are we going to do for news?
You can talk. Make something up.
I can talk.
Yeah.
You know why?
Oh, yeah, because you've got the talker plate.
I've got the talker vanity plate.
Yes.
Are you craving wings? Wingstop in Racine has you covered. Enjoy tasty flavors from Original Hot, Garlic Parmesan, and for a limited time, the Spicy Korean Q, located on Washington Avenue just east of Green Bay Road. Stop in, call ahead, or order online. Wingstop. Get at it.
And you will have another opportunity to win the 30-pack meal from the Wingstop coming up next hour. Wingstop, of course, at 5400 Washington Ave in Racine. The 30-pack meal includes sauce, sides, veggies, and dip. So you can get ready for that. Another Paige and Melanie trivia question special. Speaking of special, the great Mark Baser, television host from Chicago, will join us after WRJN takes a trip to Titletown.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Titletown Report.